Hello and welcome back to another episode of Tech Talks with Prajal. I'm your host, Prajal, as the name of the podcast suggests. In the world of great technological advancements and new discoveries every day, I'm here to provide you guys with my views on tech from around the globe and all the tech news this world has to offer. Starting with the first section of the podcast, let's talk about consoles, gaming consoles. And when I talk about gaming consoles, let's talk about the KFC console. Yes, you heard that right. KFC has launched its first ever gaming console. When the rumors were out, I had really thought that it was just some photoshopped meme of some sorts. But no, they actually meant it. It's most definitely a real thing, capable of 4K, 240 FPS gaming. They made this happen because of a collaboration between KFC and Cooler Master, I believe. But wait for it, you haven't heard the weirdest part yet. It actually has a chicken warmer built into it. It's like a drawer that you pull out and place your chicken in it, and then you close it and the console just heats it up. I mean, wow, that's a first. It's got an Intel chip in it, a 1TB SSD, capable of ray tracing, and possibly an NVIDIA GPU too. KFC definitely intended to get people's attention with this mad concept. And in all honesty, they did get it, because everybody is talking about this thing. Moving on to the next section. Apparently, Oppo is working on a new smartphone with a removable camera module on the back. Interesting. In past times, I've heard various versions of this, where in one of the concepts, the camera module came out from the top. You picked it out of the top of the phone. But in this one, the one specified by Oppo, you just pick out the whole camera brick off the back. Now, I don't know how it's going to fit in there, if it will be a clip or a click or possibly a magnet. But the real question I have is, why do you actually need a camera that can be detached from the whole phone? I think in this age of various high-tech smartphones, really advanced ones, brands are imagining things as to how they could take their phones to a whole new level where nobody has ever gone. Well, I guess they really want to differ from the competition and catch people's attention to have them look more closely into their products. That's the only thing that comes to my mind. Now, there have been speculations that this might help in replacing different camera lenses on the same phone for a wider range of photography options. But in this age where you can literally have four camera lenses built into a single module, why go for a swap? Some also say that this might work as a still camera where you can place the module on a flat surface with some distance between you and the module, and then use the phone to capture a photo or a video. But nobody for sure knows how this is going to work. Oppo has definitely come up with something that's got people talking. One way to think out the box, literally. Now, coming to the last section of today's episode, the spotlight, let's look at the logbook. This brand new device, a personalized notebook, provides excellent security by offering a biometric fingerprint sensor to secure your writings and be customized in many ways to suit your style. The logbook, first launched on Indiegogo, managed to achieve over the double projected goal it had put out there. Now, the logbook can be found on various different retail websites. But remember to keep in mind the shipping time and charges, as the book is made and shipped from Hong Kong. But do check it out though. With the coming of the end of this podcast, I hope you guys enjoyed, and make sure to tune into the next episode of Tech Talks with Prajal. Signing off, have a good day, folks.